Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding about 5 lines down the page on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Boi Rav Chama Bar Gurya. So the Gemara is going to bring a suffix whether limbs of Avodah Zarah that have come off, meaning pieces of an Avodah Zarah that have come off from the Avodah Zarah, are Tameh or not. So Boi Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Avodah Zarah Yeshna Le'Evarim O Eina Le'Evarim. Is the Tumah on each and every part of the Avodah Zarah, and even an Aver of the Avodah Zarah that's no longer attached to the Avodah Zarah? So the Avodah Zarah that's made of different pieces that falls apart, each part of it is metame like an Avodah Zarah? Or do we say no, each part on its own is not metame, only when it's all together it's metame. So if it falls apart limb by limb, it's not going to be metame anymore. So the Gemara says, what's the case exactly? If anyone could just put it back together, then it's a davar pashut, to command the mechuberes dami. We view that as if it is together, because it could so easily be put back together and it'll still be metameh. The shaila is if a regular person would not be able to put it back. So my kivin de'ein hediot yachal achzira command de metabra dami. Do we assume that since a hediot is unable to put it back together, it says if it's broken, and in such a case the broken pieces are not going to be metame midine vare avodah zarah, or dilma halomechstra. Or maybe we should say that even though a person who's not a professional is unable to put the avodah zarah back in its to its original state, nevertheless it's not missing from its tzura at all, and all of the pieces are in front of us, and an uman could put it back together. So maybe therefore the different parts of it are metame like an avodah zarah shlema. So says Gmar vika debayu lalachach kisa, and some raise the suffix in a different way, that hecha de ein hediot yachal achzir lo tibaylach. If a hediot cannot put it back, then there's no shaila to command the metabradami. Then for sure it's broken and it's not metame anymore. Ki tibaylach hecha de hediot yachal achzira. The whole shaila is only if the hediot is able to put it back. May, in such a case, what's the din? Kiven de hediot yachal achzira command the mechabradami. Do we assume that since a hediot could put it back, we view it as if it's connected? Or do we say, no, look at it right now, and right now it's not connected, visharia, and therefore it should be mutter, teku. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. It leaves it as a suffix. So generally, every teku that we have by an iser, we always go l'chumra, whereas teku by mamon, we always go l'kula, which means hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. But there's a discussion, what happens if you have a teku on a din to rabbanon? Do you go l'kula? Do we treat it like suffix rabbanon l'kula? So that's the discussion in the Rishonim. Okay, not for right now. So the Gemara raises another suffix as far as tumas avodah zarah is concerned. Boi ravach dovoi bar ami avodah zarah p'chusa mikazayis. If you have an avodah zarah that it's complete, it's whole, it's not broken, but the entire thing is smaller than a kazayis. Mahu, do we view that as an avodah zarah even though it's so tiny, or do we say no, something that tiny can't be a real avodah zarah? So maska for Rav Yosef lamai. What shaila are you asking about? What issue in halacha are you asking about? Ilei milim nisura. If you're talking about the Yisra Hana'a from an Avodah Zarah, whether Pachos Mikazayis could be Asr B'Hana'a or not, Lo Yehela Zvuv Balekron, even if it were a little gnat, a little fly that was tiny, it would still be Asr B'Hana'a. D'Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, the Paskin Shoftim says that when Gidon died, so the Jewish people started worshipping Avodah Zarah, and it says V'yasimu lehem bal bris lelokim, lelohim, that they made themselves as an Eloha, an Avodah Zarah that was called bal bris. They made a new god, a new Avodah Zarah called bal bris. So the Brisa explains Zezvov balekron. It was this tiny gnat size Avodah Zarah. M'lamish kalechad v'echad asod mosira. So everyone made like the image of his Avodah Zarah, manicha b'toch kiso, and they'd keep it in their pocket, kiven shezochra, and whenever they would remember it, motziya mitoch kiso mechabko menashka, they would take it out of their pocket and they would hug it and kiss it. So you see that even a very tiny thing could have a full status of an Isra Hana from Avodah Zarah. Elul inyan tuma. Now the shaila is as far as tumas Avodah Zarah. Mai, kiven de iska shlosheret, ma sheret bekadosha, af Avodah Zarah nami bekadosha, odilma he iska shlomeis, ma meis bekazayis, af Avodah Zarah bekazayis. Meaning the tuma of avodah zara is derived from either sheretz or mace. Thing is, sheretz and mace have different shiurim in terms of when they're metame. Sheretz is metame b'kadasha, mace is only metame b'kazayis. So what's the status of avodah zara? Amar Rav Avi Avitei Merabba Barula Tashma, we'll bring a raya. Ditanya avodah zara p'chusa mikazayis. If you have an avodah zara smaller than a kazayis, Ein ba tuma kol ikar. There is no tuma. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when Yoshio HaMelech was metar Yerushalayim from all of the zara that was there from the leftover from Menashe, who was Melech before him. So it says that vayashleches hafara al kever b'nei ha'am. So we dash from this pasuk that avodah zara is like a kever hames. Ma mes b'kazayis, af avodah zara b'kazayis. Just like a mes is only metame b'kazayis, avodah zara too is only metame b'kazayis. So now we go to the back to the different hakeshim that we made, the different links and comparisons that the Torah makes between avodah zara and other things. The Rabbanan hold, at least the way Rabbi Lazar understands him, that avodah zara is mitame only b'maga l'may hilchse iskesh l'sheretz. So, why is it, l'gabe what halacha do we compare avodah zara to sheretz? So, because pasuk after all says shaketz to shaketzenu, which sounds like we're treating it like a sheretz. So, d'lo metame b'masa. To tell me that avodah zara is not metame b'masa, that it's only metame b'maga, and in that way it's similar to a sheretz. And l'nida, and the fact that the Torah links it, the Navi at least links avodah zara to a nida, because it says tizreim kimodava, so that's de'ina le'evarin. That tells me that if the avodah zara was made in pieces and fell apart, one piece fell off of it, that piece is not metame midin avodah zara. And the mace, avodah zara is compared to a mace in the Sefer Melachim Beis, because the pasuk we just quoted, vayashlecha safar al kever b'nei ha'am, dilo metame b'kadasha. To tell me that avodah zara is not metame b'kadasha, it needs to be a kazayis in order to be metame like a mace. So we ask on these limudim, ema l'chumra, say that we should all these hakeshim should be l'chumra. Maybe we could have learned that we compare it to a sheretz to tell me that it's metame b'kadasha like a sheretz. And l'nida l'tumi b'evin mesama. And maybe we compare it to a nida to tell me that avodah zara is even metame b'evin mesama. And akshar rachmana l'meis, and we compare it to a meis l'tumi b'oel to tell me avodah zara is tumi b'oel. Tumas avodah zara d'rabanan hi. So the Gemara says no. We're not going to make all these hakeshim l'chumra because tumas avodah zara is only d'rabanan. Kula v'chumra l'kula makshimin. When you have the option of going l'kula or l'chumra, of taking a hekesh l'kula or l'chumra, l'kula makshimin l'chumra lo makshimin. We always take the hekesh in the direction of kula, not in the direction of chumra. Okay, new Mishnah now. The Mishnah is going to discuss the dinim that relate that we have an asmachta from a pasuk on. Minayin l'sfina shi'itahora. How do I know a boat is not makabel tuma even if it's made out of cheres, shenemer derech ania b'lev yam, because the pasuk says derech ania b'lev yam, and somehow that's a drasha. The Gemara is going to explain how that's a drasha. So pshita ania b'lev yam hi. So it's pasha that a boat goes on the ocean. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a boat goes on the water? Hakamash mlan ki yam. It's telling me that a boat has a status similar to water. Ma yam tahar af svina tahora. That just like the yam itself is tahar and is not makabel tuma, and anything in so too anything in the yam is not makabel tuma, so a sfina is also not makabel tuma. So the Gemara brings another makar for the idea that a boat is not makabel tuma. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Nilmida, Misak, we learn the din that a svina is tahar from the din of a sak, because a stam svina is made out of wood and it has a din of any kli eitz that is therefore compared to a sak, to a sackcloth bag, as far as tumah is concerned. Masak metaltel mali v'reikon, av kol metaltel mali v'reikon. Just like a sack, by definition, is something that could be moved both when it's empty and when it's full, because if it can't be moved when it's full, then it's sort of a waste. So too, every kli eitz is only Tame if it's mitaltel malivrekon, if it can be moved both when it's full and when it's empty. La fuke svina dena mitaltel is malivrekon, but a boat is too gigantic, it cannot be moved when it's empty and full, and therefore a boat is not mekabel tuma. In fact, there's a whole discussion in the end of Maseches Chagiga whether the shulchan is a kli eitz that's not mitaltel malivrekon, because it would never be moved, and the Gemara says, no, it would be moved, because they'd lift it up to show the Olei Regalim how fresh the lechem apan Tanim still is. Anyway, my Binai, what difference does it make where you learn this halacha from, that the boat is not tameh? So Ikar Binai, Svina Shel Cheres. Nafkamina would be, what if the boat's not made out of wood, it's made out of pottery? Mandi Amar Ani Ablev Yam Hanami Blev Yam Hi. If it's dependent on just something that lives in the sea, so this boat, even if it's made out of Cheres, is a sea vehicle, it's a sea vessel. Lamandia, and therefore should also not be Matami. Lamandia Amar Kasak, Hanap Tsevi Gabi Sak, Dimitathel Smell Vrekan in Ilolo. Avos Finish Al Cheres, Alf Gavdein Mitathel Smell Vrekan. But if it's based on a comparison between eights, a Kli eights, and Sak, well then it would only work for a boat that's made out of eights. It would not work for a boat that's made out of Cheres. Inami, or another Nafkamina might be Svinas Hayardain, a small boat that they use by the Yardain, and because it's small, you can even move it when it's full. If all you need is that it be a vessel that functions at sea, so this is. But if you hold that it's got to be something that's metaltelis malivreikon, so this is metaltelis malivreikon, and therefore it should be tameh. Why do we assume that a Svinas Hayardain is tameh? Because when it's on the dry land, you just pick it up and you throw it into the water, meaning you can move it. A person should never miss being in the Beis Medrash, even for a short amount of time, because this Mishnah was taught for many years about a Svinas Hayardain being tameh. It was taught many years in the Beis Medrash, but we never understood why. Why would it be tameh? Why is it different than any other boat? And then one day, Rabbi Chanin ben Akavya came and explained it. So what a remarkable day that was in the Beis Medrash. A person could have been absent that day, would have missed such an experience. So in a moment of time that you're not there, you can miss something major. So once we say Rabbi Dom Rav, the Gemara brings a drasha on that issue. A person should never hold himself back from the Beis Medrash or from Divrei Torah. Even when he's dying, he should learn Torah. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Taras Tamei Meis through Paraduma, it says Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'Oel, and we dash him from there. Afil B'Shas Misa Te Osik B'Torah. Even when a person is dying, he should be Osik in Torah. Amrei Shlakish Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin El B'Misha Meimis Atzmo Aleha. Now a different drasha from this pasuk, that Divrei Torah will work and will stand with someone who kills himself over the Torah. Shemar Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'Ohel, because the pasuk says Adam Ki Yomus Ba'Ohel, that a person who dies with the Torah. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Amar Rava, so Gemara discusses the Tumah of Svina. L'Chananya, according to Chananya, who holds that it's Svina is Metalteles Malei, that if it's Metalteles Malei, it's Mekabel Tumah, so Tiltal Yidei Shvarim, Shmei Tiltal. It must be that a Kli that can only be moved by oxen, it cannot be moved by people, is also considered a Kli HaMetaltel and is Mekabel Tumah. Ditanan, because the Mishnah tells us that in Meseches Kelim, in the 24th parak of Meseches Kelim, Shalosh Agolos Hein, there are three types of agalos that have different halachic statuses. Asuya ki katidra, if the agala is short and it's made like a chair that's surrounded on three sides, tamei midras, it could become tamei with tumas midras because it's designated for a person to sit on. Kemita, if the agala is a little bit longer and doesn't have any holes in the bottom, tamei tamei meis, then it could become tamei like all other tumas other than Tumas Medrash, because it's not meant for Medrash, it's meant for carrying things. So if you sit or lie on it, we say, you know, someone would say, get off of that, we need that Agala. It's like sitting in the back of a pickup truck. You're not supposed to be sitting in the back of a pickup truck, that's meant for transporting things. And anything that's not meant for a person to sit or lie on is not Tamei Tumas Medrash. Shelavanim, if you have an Agala that people would schlep heavy, heavy rocks with, and there are holes at the bottom of the Agala, because these rocks are gigantic, they're not going to fall through anyway, then Torah Miklum, then it's not Metame at all, because the holes at the bottom can't, if you put Rimonim in it, they would fall right through. So any Kli that has a hole the size Kemotzi Rimon, that a Rimon would fall through, is not Mekabel Tumah. V'am Rabbi Yochanan says, V'im Yeshba Peis Kibul Rimonim, but if the holes of the Agala are small enough that Rimonim would not fall through, then Tamei Tamei Meis. Then it's going to be Tamei Tamei Meis, like any other Kli, because it's not Miuchedes L'Medrus, it's Miuchedes Chadas Lamasa, but it could still be Tame Tame Me. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan that even a Kli Eitz that a human can't move, only oxen move, like an Agala that carries heavy rocks, and nevertheless, we don't say that it's not Metaltelis Malev Reikon. We assume that that's called Metaltelis Malev Reikon because oxen do in fact move it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up and daf Pei Dalid Amud Aleph.